You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio, back at our RNIB Gold Medal Award-winning Talking Books Garden at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show. And I'm with Leslie and Sue, who've just been around the garden. So just give me a little bit of your thoughts and reflections on how you found the garden.
I thought it was absolutely wonderful. The planting was beautiful and the structures representing the library books were just gorgeous. And the ladder's brilliant.
We enjoyed the colour. We were interested in the colour schemes because our dad had macula and he liked the yellows. But although there were a lot of purples, there were the yellows as well, which were the bits that he could see.
And do you have any relatives who've been using talking books at all?
Yes, our dad had macular degeneration. He used talking books for at least 15 years. Can't remember exactly how long. He died in March this year, but he became completely blind and they were a lifeline for him, the books.
I think that's true, because myself, as somebody who's visually impaired, I love audio books. I listen to them on my commute and it just takes you into another world, doesn't it?
Yes, when he was in the home, they could all hear the books because he had them on so loud that everybody could listen to the stories up and down the corridor that he was on. But when he moved out from his house into the home, it was so easy. I just rang up the number on the talking books envelopes and they transferred the delivery to the home straight away. There was no fuss or faff. It was excellent.
And anything from the garden that you might be taking into your own gardens?
I do like the wooden ladders and I think we've got some of those kicking around, but whether husband would approve of them, I don't know. We like the pops of colour. We like the pops of bright colour, don't we?
We do, yes. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Leslie and Sue, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
You do a wonderful service.
Yes.
Well, we are back at the RNIB Gold Medal Award-winning garden, the Talking Books Garden here at the RHS Sandringham Flower Show. And I'm with Anne, who's just come out from having a walk around the garden. Anne, just tell me a little bit about your, I suppose, reactions, reflections on the garden.
I think it's lovely and I like the way that it symbolises the talking books and a library situation. And also, the thing I've learnt today is that purple is a colour that people with difficulty seeing is something they can see, where the reds and oranges perhaps don't stand out amongst the green so much.
And any particular sort of structure from the garden? Because there's some wonderful things. There's the old sort of replica gramophones and things like that. Were they interesting to maybe look at and touch and hear the audiobooks coming through them?
Well, it was really, yes, because both my grandfather and my father used the talking book service. Both of them had sight loss with macula. I can't remember whether it was dry or wet, but at the time it was just called macular degeneration. So, yes, it was useful to see the progress from the initial tapes right the way through to, I presume, CDs nowadays.
Yeah, CDs and I think downloads and memory sticks.
Yes, all sorts of stuff now, yes.
And are you a gardener yourself?
I am, yes. I believe the plants here are going to Tapping House afterwards. And I know people who volunteer there, and I volunteered my services if they require it.
Well, that's a really lovely connection, isn't it, to know that the garden's going to have another life.
Yes, yeah. That's good. And it's just a nice collection of plants and the grasses and everything, which I think helps.
Yeah, and I think also being in a garden, there's nothing better than being outdoors, you know, sort of around nature, around plants and stuff for, you know, sort of, I suppose, your mental health, as one might say.
Yeah, and anybody outside, I mean, just having your hands in the soil has got to be a positive for anybody once you've realised that it is a positive, I suppose, yes. And growing things is just something special.
Exactly, exactly. Well, Anne, thank you very much indeed for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.